Victor Cinnamon. My family and I were living in Poland on September 1st, 1939, when the Nazis marched into our homeland. We were stripped of all our possessions and first moved to a ghetto. From there, I was conveyed to a number of labor camps and then to the Majdanek death camp. More people died at Majdanek than at Auschwitz. Only a few hundred people survived. I was one of them. From there, I went to labor at a munitions factory, then to Buchenwald, and then on to another munitions factory. I was severely injured. A Belgian doctor, a righteous Gentile, saved my life, and I will always be grateful to him. I survived the Allied bombing only to be sent to Theresienstadt in Czechoslovakia, from which I was liberated by the Russians. After liberation, I tried to return to my hometown, but found I was not welcome. There, I met my wife, and we moved together to a displaced person camp in Germany. We married, moved to the United States, and had a baby. After settling in the Bronx, I had a very successful building business. I am now retired and living in Florida. I am the vice president of the Aventura Turnberry Jewish Center and chairman of the Holocaust Memorial Committee. My brother and sister survived the Holocaust as well. I have dedicated my retirement years to the cause of remembrance. This series of portraits will serve as a witness after the survivors are gone and will teach the world that, if they are not vigilant, it can happen to anyone, anywhere. All through the camps, until I was separated from him in November 1942 for the last time, my father commanded me over and over to survive. He told me that when I survived, I should be willing to tell this story. According to the Jewish law, there are 613 commandments. I have a 614th, my father's command to survive.